Hey, man, Dr. Greg Popcheck here, and this is episode 31 of the Bedatitudes podcast. Today we're going to be talking about work rituals, which are the first practice in the second rite in the Liturgy of Domestic Church Life. So the Liturgy of Domestic Church Life, again, is just that framework that was instituted by God at the beginning of time when he created the human family, and he built into his design of the family certain practices that enable us to be happy and healthy families and united with his grace, holy families as well. And we talked for the last four episodes or so about the four practices that make up the rite of Christian relationship, the first rite in the Liturgy of Domestic Church Life, which teaches us how to have Christian relationships and how to love each other with God's love. So now we're moving into the second rite in this Liturgy of Domestic Church Life, this way of encountering God at home so that his grace can help us be happy and holy families, the rite of family rituals, which focuses on little ways that families can connect around working, playing, talking, and praying together. Those four things cover just about everything that human beings do. And when Christian families have strong rituals for working, playing, talking, and praying together, we prophetically witness to Christian attitudes toward all the things that human beings do, right? So the whole point of being a prophet, the Catechism tells us, is calling each other on through words and actions to lead godly lives. And the best way that families can do that, exercise that prophetic mission of baptism and call each other on to lead godly lives, is by creating strong and consistent family rituals for working and playing and talking and praying together so that we can develop those Christian attitudes and that Christian worldview. So we're going to start with work rituals. And let's talk about what a Christian attitude toward work is. Our secular vision of work is that work is what we have to do to get it done, right? It's just a task that needs to be completed. But the Catechism tells us that work was made for man, not man for work. That in other words, you know, we aren't cogs in a machine that produce tasks. We're human beings, and the work needs to serve us. And so the Christian attitude toward work is more about relationship and connection. You know, work becomes another way of building connection with the people who are doing the work, of demonstrating love and regard for the people for whom the work is being done. And that has to be communicated, right? If I do all the tasks, but I don't have love, I'm just a noisy gong, right? St. Paul reminds us in Corinthians. So the Christian attitude toward work is that the way we work should create connection between us. It should give us a way to say, I want to show up for you, not just for the good times, but for the challenging things too. And it should be a learning opportunity. It should be a way for us to kind of grow together and learn from each other and learn to be a better team, right? So there's a much more relational aspect to the Christian vision of work than the secular world would have us believe. In fact, work minus relationship is toil. So, you know, the theology of the body takes us back to Genesis to remind us of how God created things to be and what his intention is to create the world, you know, make the world once again in the future. And so when Adam and Eve fell, suddenly the connection between God and man and woman and the world was disrupted. And when that connection was disrupted, the work that they did stopped being fulfilling, and it started feeling frustrating. The earth fought back against their efforts to cultivate it. And work minus relationship then led to meaningless work. It led to toil that burned us out and ground us up. And that's what most of us settle for in our lives. We toil rather than work. We don't want, to the degree that it's possible, to teach that vision of work to our families, to our kids. So just ordering them around to go do that job or go do that chore or get that task done, that's really a catechism in toil, which is not at all what we want to be raising our children to do, and not at all how we want our children to be thinking about work. So creating work rituals where we have certain tasks that we do as a family are really important. First of all, because it helps us build a team, you know, as opposed to just saying, okay, it's your night to do the dishes, saying, let's all do the dishes together, you know, and, you know, continuing the conversation that you started at dinner while you do the dishes. And maybe you put on some music and, you know, you sing along, you have some fun, you're making the mood light so that working together is a pleasant thing. The conversation continues to flow. Everybody's contributing and learning that they can do their part to help your family, you know, stay on track. And it's a way to use the things of your daily life to stay connected. You know, how many times do we say, well, we'll get family time when all the work is done, but then the work is never done. Right? So how do we use the things of family life to make sure that we are staying connected to each other and using that stuff? That's, again, that Christian attitude toward work. Work isn't just something we have to get out of the way so that we can show up for each other. Work is a way that we show up for each other. So, you know, whether it's washing the dishes together or cleaning up the family room before everybody goes to bed or, you know, learning, you know, any of that, creating those rituals allow us to show up for each other in that work. But what it also does is it teaches kids how to do tasks. You know, this is true for wives especially, but I'm not sure if it's as true for men. Well, actually, no, that's not true. There's a YouTube channel with a gentleman who actually teaches millennials how to do basic things, you know, changing tires, changing oil, tying a tie, you know, all those little tasks that maybe our parents didn't teach us, right? Well, we have the opportunity to do that with our kids, to not just say, go clean your room or go do this task, go complete that chore, and expect them to do it because they've seen us do it. Work rituals allow us to work side by side with our kids to communicate our expectations and our standards non-verbally as well as verbally. When they work beside us and they see how we do that task and all the steps that are involved, we're able to kind of be right there with them. And they take pride in seeing how learning how to do that thing means that they become more mature, that they're growing up. And that feels good because, you know, it's like the little kid wearing dad's shoes, right? You know, if I'm working alongside dad and dad is showing me how to do this task, it makes me feel good when I can do that task like dad does. But if dad just sends me off and says, go do the thing, and then he may or may not remember to follow up and see whether I actually did the thing, and all I get is feedback whenever I don't do the thing or don't do it well, then I'm going to feel demoralized and hopeless. And I'm not going to see work or tasks as something to be proud of. I'm going to see them as things to, you know, get done or get out of if I can. And certainly not in any way to feel proud of or to feel like I've accomplished something. So creating strong work rituals in your family doesn't just help you show up for each other. It helps you teach kids how to do the job well and take pride in the job, because they're becoming like you, as opposed to just going off and having to figure something out for themselves. Now, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't assign individual chores. I'm not suggesting that at all. But I'm saying that unless we've worked side by side with the kid and seen that they have apprenticed with us enough to be able to do the job successfully on their own, then we shouldn't assign those individual chores yet. Now, once they've done those things with us and they've shown us that they've apprenticed long enough to be able to fulfill our standards and succeed, then we can send them out and say, hey, I'm going to go handle this thing over here. I know that you can do this, and I really believe in you. Can you go take care of that? And then they do. And then after we are able to say, hey, you did a great job on that. Well done, right? And then you move on to some other work ritual that your family works on together so that you can show up for each other and convey those expectations and standards. But it's really good when dads take point in this, you know, because you're setting the tone for the household then. A lot of times, you know, our approach to work, we just churn through and churn through and churn through until we collapse. And then all we want to do is sit on our phones or watch television. And that really does set the tone for the household. You know, it becomes an every man for himself household where we just work and then we collapse on our own. And that's a horrible way to be a family. We have the control over whether that happens or not, you know, at least when it comes to work at home, right? Do we just approach those tasks at home as individual things that have to get done, and then when we're done with them, we can finally just collapse and do whatever we want to do? Or are those things, you know, tasks that we can do together and join around and make connection through, and so show that we can show up for each other in those tasks, and show that we can learn from each other and be proud of the work that we're doing? So I just want to, you know, as a kind of a follow-up to this, I just want to challenge you to identify, you know, one thing, one task, simple task, doing the dishes together, cleaning up the family room before bedtime, sorting laundry and folding the laundry together. Pick a simple task and say, guys, you know, we're going to do this task together. Let's all work on this together. Because I want us to have that opportunity to just really show up for each other. You know, we have a hard time getting all the family time we want. And I know that, you know, chores aren't the best way to do it, aren't the most fun way to do this. But I'd like to make it a little more fun. You know, let's talk about how we can get that thing done. And then afterward, let's celebrate in some way. We'll have time to play a game, because instead of it taking an hour to fold all the laundry, it took 15 minutes because we were all doing it. And then we can use the extra 45 minutes to play a game or go out for ice cream or whatever. You know, you're conveying that message that let's get the thing done, let's do it in a way that builds relationship, and then let's celebrate our success. So I just want you to think about one thing that you guys could do as a family to create a work ritual that you do ideally daily, as a way of kind of getting a foothold in this. And then as that grows, then you can pick something else down the road. But don't forget to create those little work rituals so that you can celebrate that rite of family rituals and convey Christian attitudes toward the work that we do all day. If you have other questions, I hope you'll post them in the Home Builders channel on the Catholic Home app, where you can interact with myself, with Lisa, and our whole team of pastoral counselors and Catholic parenting coaches to help you create a more loving, connected, and caring Catholic household on mission. See you on the Catholic Home community, and thanks for tuning in.